On the line with me now is somebody who's really, really excited about this, and that's the chairperson of the Deacons Board in the Archdiocese, Reverend Mike Carroll.
Yes, hello, good morning.
And how are you today?
Very, very well, thanks, Tanya. Yes.
Rev Mike, I think maybe the first thing is you were ordained how many years ago now?
Oh, gosh, I was ordained in 2009.
2009, so it's been 9 years. Well, this year it's 9 years.
Nine years.
And has it been a smooth journey?
Yes, it's been a very fulfilling journey, I must say. It's not easy at times, especially when you now take on the chairman of the Deacon Board, because we have at the moment nearly 70, I think it's 68 deacons in the Archdiocese, and we are now bringing another 14 in. It's the largest number of deacons in any diocese, so it's not easy, because you're dealing with not only the deacons but the priests. And we have clashes between deacons and priests, and so the board gets involved in resolving, where possible, sorting this out with the Archbishop. And so it's an interesting time of our lives. But for deacons, it definitely is a calling, and we really are thankful that in 1968 the Vatican II reinstituted the diaconate for the world, and so it's a flourishing ministry, and it focuses on the deacon itself. The deacon is the bridge between the altar and the street. The deacon lives on the street, the priest lives on the altar. So the deacon being in the street is the one that brings the streets to the altar.
I think that's such a beautiful way of describing it, yes. A bridge between the altar and the street.
Yeah, and the diaconate focuses on the four main areas of the ministry, which is the human, spiritual, pastoral, and intellectual dimensions of the ministry. And to be fully prepared, it takes a minimum of 5 years in training to be able to handle those four dimensions adequately to serve the people of God.
Okay, Mike, so I think let's maybe just go through that. The training that I know that at some stage it was at Soweto School of Theology, and then the Jesuits then took over. But then this past year, it was at TEFSA, was it?
Sorry, I missed that.
The training.
Yes.
I know that it has been done by various institutions.
Yeah, it used to be done. The Jesuits and the Soweto School of Theology, yes.
Yes. And now, last year, was it still the Jesuits?
Well, what happened is 3 years ago, the Jesuits, because of the lack of manpower, had to hand that over. And so they redesigned their three-year training course into a two-year course, which they took to the TEC, the Theological Education by Extension College, which runs out of Boyston's. It's a distance learning college, but they dropped their course into that. And so the first 2 years are done at, and still are done at, St. Augustine's, and that's the highest certificate in biblical studies.
Yes.
And so when they complete that, they then go into the next 2 years at the TEC College, the Theological College. We're right now in the process of changing that and bringing that last 2 years back into St. Augustine's, so that St. Augustine's will offer a four-year
Yes.
training course for deacons.
So is it quite an academic thing then to study for diaconate?
The academic component of the intellectual component of the training is done at St. Augustine's. And that's the, so you have the 2 years in biblical studies, you have 2 years in theology, and then your last year, your fifth year, is done by the deacon board in each diocese, and it's in the practical aspects of the ministry, where you are actually involved in watching another deacon do baptism, do a marriage, do a funeral, do benedictions, do stations of the cross, all of that, assisted mass. That's all the practical side.
Yes.
They give extensive training on homilies, where each deacon will do a number of homilies before they're ready to be admitted to the board, passed on to the archbishop for interview, and then into an ordination process.
Rev Mike, I think just this past Saturday you were at practice. Do you feel that the 14 deacons are ready?
Yeah, well, you know, some of them have been in the program for a lot longer because they came out at some stage and then went back in and came out and then went back
yes,
in.
Yes, yes.
To be a deacon, you've got to be completed your 65th year at ordination. So we take in men between 35 and 55 to start with, and they have to have the approval, of course, of their wife, their parish priest, their PPC. So the process is ongoing, really. That's at the beginning of the program. And then towards the end, when they finish their 4 years academic, we go through that same exercise because priests change. And so the current parish priest needs to give his okay. The wife again, hopefully the wife, they haven't changed. And then also the parish pastoral council. We have to have their approvals. And then they're interviewed by the board of deacons again. And if selected, they are ready then to go on to the fifth and final year, when we then have the archbishop gets involved in terms of interviewing each of them individually with their wives. And he gives the final okay. And then we move, if that's all done, after the we've just finished, as a matter of fact, a five-year training of four individuals. Now, they will move into this coming year. We've got to get them psychosomatic tested first. Then they go to the archbishop. And assuming that it's all fine, we then set up dates with the archbishop to move them into what we call the minor ministries. So they then become formally acolytes or lectors, the first one, then an acolyte, and then they move into the period of waiting for ordination.
Yes. So in other words, then next year we might get four more deacons ordained in the archdiocese.
Probably March time frame, there will be at least four more deacons being ordained.
Nice. That's beautiful. So we really are getting more people involved, and I think it's a good thing. 68, you said about 68, and so
yeah,
this we now
currently, and then 14 coming in on Saturday. Yeah,
beautiful, Mike. For Saturday, what you know, it's a mass, obviously, to celebrate the ordinations, and take us through some of the things that we will see then on Saturday.
Well, what happens is, the deacons are all vested in their albs. Their priests, their parish priests, have to be there, and we invite all the deacons in the archdiocese to attend as well. So we might have, at minimum we'll have about 20 priests. We'll have probably 30 or 40 deacons. Now we process in the deacons lead, the priests follow, and then the candidates are at the last, behind which then walks the archbishop with his attendees. And so we process onto the altar. They sit on the altar, there are chairs. The deacons and priests sit on the side, and in front of the altar are the 14 chairs for the candidates to be, and they sit there. the wives are present, the bishop, the mass starts as normal, and after the gospel, the actual ordination process starts. We will call up the parish priests to come and drape the stole over the shoulders of their deacons, their new deacon, and then the wife comes up and puts the dalmatic over onto, vests the deacon with the dalmatic, and then the archbishop will talk to them directly. He gives the sermon to the parish, talks about the diaconate, and then he then ordains. He lays hands on each of them. They prostrate before him while he calls down the Holy Spirit. They then go up individually to him, and he hands them the gospel.
Yes.
And he intones them to teach the gospel. And so it's a lovely ceremony. It really
it sounds, is. Yes, it, yes.
There's a lot of history to the whole ceremony. I mean, it comes down to us from a long, long way back.
And I mean, but that symbolism, you know, is there. One can feel that. Yes.
Is when he hands the gospel to the deacons, and he says, "Receive the gospel of Christ, whose herald you now are. Believe what you read, teach what you believe, and practice what you preach." And then they go back. And mass continues then as normal. We have six of these 14 will then distribute communion. And at the end of that, everybody gathers around at the end of the mass, the final blessing, and they will take the photographs and so on and so on. In the life of a man, excuse me, this is the second biggest day outside of his marriage.
Yes.
Now he gets married himself to the church and to the Lord, and so it's a very significant day for an individual.
Oh yes, it is. And Rev Mike, so what is the, you know, the deacon's board? I think let's talk about that. What is the job of a deacon's board, particularly now in this case where, you know, you're ordaining people in an archdiocese?
Well, the board of deacons is the intermediary between the candidate, those wishing to be deacons, and the bishop. And all the training is up to the board of deacons. Of course, everything happens with the approval of the bishop. But these things have been set up for some time now. We're continually revising the training program. The latest one, as I mentioned earlier, is taking the training from the theological college, which is a interdenominational college. It's not a Catholic college. It was this particular course that they ran was only for deacons, men wanting to become deacons. But it's open for everybody. The complaints that we've had with people coming through that course moved us to have to relook at it and see if we could get it done by the St. Augustine's to maintain the Catholic ethos of the course. And so we right now have redesigned that, and it's going to be run by St. Augustine's. The whole course, the four-year course, is going to be redeveloped on an online basis and offered to other countries, as a matter of fact, in Africa. The cost of this redevelopment has been borne by the International Diaconia Center, which is funded and run by the German Bishops' Conference.
I see, yes. Yes.
They have a great interest in spreading the diaconate throughout the world and supporting it. And so we managed to get them involved and get their approval to fund the development of the second part. So the St. Augustine's already do the first 2 years, but the second 2 years of theology, which was done by the TEC College, we're bringing back because the complaints we had, there was not enough Catholicism in it. And so we now have decided, and thank God the IDC is funding it, and St. Augustine's are well down the road in developing the course, using that initial TEC course as a base, as a foundation, that have now really made it fully Catholic with all, you know, the many theology courses that they already run, adding components of that in it. And then to cater for, and this is really specific for our area, for the South African Bishops' Conference region, where you have a great diversity between the metropolitan areas and the rural areas. So we've developed, this course will be developed to cater for the rural area where there are many differences, where the standard perhaps of your incoming candidate may not be at a matric level. However, being a good man, being very devoted, the bishops of the rural diocese want to encourage them to continue on this path. And so we've had to make the courses that qualify an individual for the higher certificate, we've had to make those courses available on a what they call a short course basis, which means the bishop in the diocese can look at the training and say, look, we don't have enough resources to teach that particular module sufficiently well. So we're going to then use the short course format from St. Augustine's to teach that particular element. And so the individual will enroll for that module, write the assignments, be assessed, pass the assignment before he can move on. But the metropolitan areas, the individual enrolls in the whole two-year course and has to pass the course to be considered to move forward. So that's a very unique design that St. Augustine's are doing to cater for the rural environment in our area. And so the Deacon Board, we have been intimately involved in that process. We can't leave that to the priests because they're not the deacons. They're not the street. We're in the street. We were the average guy who feels the calling needs to be fully supported. And so that's how we brought this about. It was brought about by the Deacon Board, catering for the man in the street that's in the middle of the Natal Midlands, as an example. So that's the role the Deacon Board plays in the initial formation of the deacons. And then as an ongoing formation, we're in the process of designing ongoing training, again with St. Augustine's, where we would have a weekend. We already have a retreat twice a year for the Archdiocese, and all the deacons and their wives go away, and we spend a whole weekend. And it's nothing to do with the diaconate. We get guest speakers, and we talk about many other subjects, of course, all involving spirituality, but not specifically the diaconate. And so we use these as what we would call ongoing formation, and it's a very key component.
Yes.
The priests do it twice a year, and it's absolutely essential. And they invite us. We don't have a separate ongoing formation. And so we don't, not many of us go. So we need and will develop an ongoing formation program. That's the next thing. That's what I will start doing this year, particularly ongoing formation for deacons, which can apply to a national level, the whole region. And so we're going to be using St. Augustine's to develop that, and I'm going to be seeking funds from our good friends in Germany to pay for that specific development as well. And so that's what the Deacon Board does.
Okay, Mike, I think maybe let's leave it at that. Let's invite people to Saturday. What time does it start? Is it 9:30?
The ordination, it's 9:30. It starts at 9:30 at the cathedral.
Okay, so 9:30 at the cathedral, and of course people will come in their traditional gear, they'll come in their sodality uniforms, and they'll...
Exactly.
It's going to be a colorful day indeed.
It will be. It'll be a lovely day. It always is.
Chairperson of the Deacons Board in Johannesburg, Reverend Mike Carroll, is of course at Blessed Sacrament Parish in Malvern. Anything else, Rev Mike, before we conclude?
Well, just to mention that we formed a National Council of Deacons 18 months ago, which consists of the presidents of the metropolitan deacon boards around the country. There are five metropolitan areas. The five presidents meet. We meet twice a year, and we discuss matters of a national basis. We've been focusing on the training, because the training has been all over the place. What they do in Durban, what they do in Cape Town, what they do in Bloemfontein, what they do in Pretoria, and what we do in Joburg is very different. And so we've had to standardize or make our training uniform. So the training that I've been discussing with St. Augustine's now will be applied across the region. So it's going to be bring the level of training way up in some areas, and it's going to enhance and improve in our area. We were already doing this, but adding the St. Augustine's component is going to add to the standard, so that the deacon will be, we believe, a lot better qualified to really get involved in the parish. So it's a national level, and then at our archdiocesan level, we are the leaders in trying to bring innovation, excitement, and increase spirituality to the diaconate.
Rev Mike, thank you very much, and we look forward to Saturday.
All right, lovely. Thank you. Thanks. And if there's any gentlemen between the ages of 35 and, say, 50 that are considering it, let them contact you, and you can pass them on to me, and I can send them necessary information.
Great. Will do.
All right.
Thank you very much.
All right.
And
thanks,
so Tanya. There we are, Chairperson of the Deacons Board in Johannesburg, Reverend Mike Carroll. And for more information, call us here at Radio Veritas, when we'll pass on the information to him. 011-663-4700. 011-663-4700.